Hi, my name is Harry the Twitcher, and I'm a host on Rant of a Nigerian Youth, a podcast channel where we talk about everything, mental health, and how being a Nigerian can be really stressful and eventful at the same time. I know. So hello. It's been about some plenty months. Plenty is not a right English to use in this situation, but I've been away for a long time and I've gone through some major rebranding series mentally. As a person, my work ethics has changed. I've improved on some strategies. I have evolved. I have met new friends. I've fallen in love over time. I met new people, got a new hang of what I want to do with my life, deliverables, and I stopped ranting for a while. And then Lagos has been an amazing place, by the way, with the Okada band. And a lot has happened before that. I've gone through a series of trials. You know, we've evolved and I've been using Evolve for a long time now. And yes, reality kicked in. Life happened. But now I'm back. And yes, I missed all of you. And I say thank you for the ones that keep going back to listen. And thank you for the people that are still see out here commenting on the good work we have been doing over time. And when I say this, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I mean it. Today, quick topic. I'm not going to be really talking about much. I just want to say thank you for everyone that has listened over the time. Thank you for everyone that has been consistent with, you know, coming back. Thank you for every love received from you. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for referring. Thank you for sharing the content. We love you so much. So today, I want to really, I don't know, talk about the whole 2020 year. And, you know, as it's the beginning of a new decade, a lot of things are up, a lot of ideas are there, a lot of brands are being birthed, and I'm currently working on more, and I'm working on a social media agency in Lagos. So I decided to channel all my gifts and all my skills and everything I know how to do, and I decided to brand it and package it into a business or service offering and deliver it to a client and help them grow their businesses while me grow my business through all of that. So the idea is we partner together, so we grow together, and I make it as affordable as whatsoever. But this is not an ad video or an ad audio, sorry. Off the top of my head, there's been a whole lot of stuff to talk about, and I know how it is, how it can be, because it's a new year, and you know, there's a whole lot of expectations from ourselves. We have personal expectations, we have parental expectations, we have societal expectations, and all of these expectations, it can be a very, 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 I can't use enough of very, 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 mind you, it can be very stressful, it can be very demanding, it can be very, I don't know the right word to use here, but it can be much, yeah. Because in a bit to fulfill our expectations of our lives and try to be better people and try to do better by ourselves and try to do better by society, we tend to get lost in the midst of trying to do better. So we live in the trying to do better syndrome, where a lot of people are trying to work as being perfect when they're not really as perfect as they want to be. And we sell that reality to ourselves. I myself have been caught up with that, where I'm trying to be what I'm not, and I end up losing identity. I ended up losing myself in trying to be like every other person out there. Well, I'm not really like them. I'm just my own person. I own my own stuff. I work at my own pace. But then I just want to tell you guys to hit pause once in a while to reflect on your life and how far you've come and where you think or where you want to be and how you want to do what you want to do and the way you want to deliver at that rate. This is unrehearsed. I really didn't want to talk about this, but for some reason, it's in my heart to really talk about it, because as it's a new decade and it's a new year, and a lot of people out there are still trying to find their feet and trying to find themselves and try to find what they excel at. You know, basically trying to find themselves. So with these expectations and this demand, it's crumbling, and it makes you doubt yourself in trying to find yourself. And it makes you trying to, you know, chase after paper like every other person in life is doing. And then you're like, okay, is this really what I want for my life? Is this who I want to be? Is this the kind of story? Is this what my narrative should be like? And it can be quite a lot. So I don't know. I just want you to take hit pause once in a while and, you know, get to find out the things that made you who you were, or the things that you fell in love with in the process, and the things that, you know, made you smile. Connect back to the little things that you've forgotten how to do, because we tend to get lost in trying to trying to make a life and try to be successful in life, that we tend to forget ourselves and how far we've come on the journey of life. And we tend to, you know, lose track of how thankful we should be because of the tiny victories that we had along the ways. They don't look like the big ones, and we don't celebrate our awesome wins. So I celebrate the tiniest moment. A cup of water is an amazing period. So I'm leaving with a grateful mentality, because God has been amazing. God has been awesome, and he's taking me through the process. He's taking me through the fire, through the earth-shattering moment, the heartbreaking avalanches and all of that. And it's been awesome, I tell you this. It's about 6 minutes, and I don't want to keep you on for a long time, because this is supposed to be a short episode. And I'm going to be, from the next one, we're going to be launching out into our 20-minute episodes, where we talk about really meaningful things, and I'll be featuring a whole lot of other guests. I don't want to be the only one on this, and it can be quite boring listening to my voice over the years. So I just want to feature some people that I feel like they could impact the audience, and they could say a lot of stuff that are actually meaningful. And who knows? I mean, I'm a crazy ranter, so I rant a lot. If that word actually ranter is, if it's in the dictionary, but if it's not, yeah, give or take. So God bless you for listening, and I want to leave you with this. Don't get pressured by life. Don't get pressured by your expectations. You're allowed to have them, but you're not allowed to let them control your outcome, control your reality, and control your present situation. Enjoy the moment, fall in love, put your feet under the sand, and do real good work. Love and do you, and then put God first, because that's key. Thank you very much for listening, and do have an amazing day. I'm out. Bye.